奇妙的救主。
Truly we have a wonderful Savior.
只有他的名是配得我们赞美。
His name alone is worthy of our praise.
他的名，当我们在未来有危险的时候。
When we're in danger.
他的名是不变的磐石。
His name is the rock that never wavered.
是不摇动的力量。
It's a strength that will never be shaken.
万事万物都会过去。
Everything will pass.
但是我们的神永远长存。
For our Lord is forever.
早上我们是神的儿女，可以在神的面前大喊并大唱。
We as children of God, we can shout and sing.
让我们的心一同来赞美他。
Let our hearts praise Him.
Thank you.
在是我们奇妙的救主。
Truly, you are a wonderful Savior.
以你的名，我们在这里聚集。
We have gathered in your name.
因为你的名在这里，我们敬拜。
In your name, we worship.
我们承认你是主。
We confess you are Lord.
生命，我们敬拜，归向。 is worthy to be praised.
主, 唯有你的名配得一切的赞美。
Your name is wonderful.
你名为奇妙。
His name is wonderful.
他名为奇妙。
His name is wonderful.
他名为奇妙。
His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord.
他名为奇妙，耶稣我主。
His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord.
他名为奇妙，耶稣我主。
He is the great shepherd.
他是大牧人。
He is the rock of all ages.
他是万古磐石。
Almighty God is He.
他是全能的神。
Let's bow down before Him.
我们俯伏敬拜他。
Love and adore Him.
敬仰他。
His name is wonderful.
他名为奇妙。
Jesus, my Lord.
耶稣我主。
Let's sing.
让我们来唱。
Together.
Wonderful is your name.
你是我们奇妙的救主。
You are our wonderful Savior.
你是永恒的磐石。
You are the rock for ages.
只有你存到永远。
You alone stands to eternity.
主，我们设立在你的面前，我们实在是敬畏你。
We stand before you and are in awe of you.
愿你继续向我们说话。
May you continue to speak to us.
让我们更加认识你的名。
So we know your name more.
奉主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
最近我们常常读到说，我们要更多的认识我们的主耶稣基督。
We have been sharing on coming to know more about Jesus recently.
在今天聚会之前的祷告，有几位弟兄姐妹他们也提到，我们真的要更多的人来认识我们的主。
Before our meeting started, some of us prayed together, and we prayed that we need to know more about Jesus.
就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌，耶稣基督的名是何等宝贵的名。
Just like the hymn we sang, the name of the Lord Jesus is so precious.
我想弟兄姐妹，我们都常常会说，我们奉主耶稣基督的名，开始我们今天的聚会，或者是我们祷告之后，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We've been saying, in the name of the Lord, we begin our meeting, or we pray in the name of the Lord.
今天我们要更加来认识主耶稣基督，他还有一个另外的名。
Today we'll come to know further another name of the Lord Jesus.
就是在圣经里面所记载的，奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
That is recorded in the Bible in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
这个是在许多年前史波成弟兄在我们当中所释放的一个讯息。
This is a message that was released by Brother Z many years ago.
可能很多弟兄姐妹没有听过听过的话，像我也忘记。
Some of us may never heard it, and we might need to refresh our memory if you did.
所以我们今天再来重新来复习这一篇非常重要的信息。
So let us review this very important message today.
但愿借着这篇的信息里面，让我们更加的来认识主耶稣基督他这宝贵的名。
May we come to know Jesus, the name of the Lord, more through this message.
很喜欢又看见圣何塞弟兄姊妹。
And I'm very happy to see the brothers and sisters here in San Jose.
还是给你们先读几处圣经。
And let us read a few passages first.
使徒行传。
From the let us read from Acts.
第一章一到五节。
Chapter 1:1-5.
弟兄姊妹翻到，请大家一起读。
And when you found it, let us read together.
好，我们开始读。
Let us read together.The first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had, by the Holy Spirit, given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen. To these he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God, and gathering them together. He commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for that...
第三章一到九节。
Chapter 3:1-9。
我们一起读。
Let us read together.Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, the hour of prayer. And a certain man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. And when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began to receive alms. And Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze upon him and said, Look at us. And he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk. And seizing him by the right hand, he raised him up. And immediately his feet and his ankles were strengthened. And with a leap, he stood upright and began to walk. And he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God.
好，十五节到十六节。
Verses 15 and 16. But put to death the Prince of Life, the one whom God raised from the dead, a fact of which we are witnesses. And on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man, whom you see and know. And the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all.
19节到21节。
And let us read from verse 19 to verse 21. Repent, therefore, and return, that your sins may be wiped away, in order that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send you the Christ appointed for you, whom heaven must receive until the period of restoration of all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from the ancient times.
使徒行传的作者是路加。
And Luke is the author of the book of the Acts.
路加写了两本的书信。
And Luke wrote two books.
他写了路加福音。
He wrote the Gospel of Luke.
写了使徒行传。
And the book of the Acts.
路加和他写的书信有几个特点。
And there are some special characteristics about the writing of Luke.
路加是个医生。
Luke, he was a doctor.
他是个科学家。
And he was a scientist.
所以他写的书特别有次序。
So he has, his books are very well organized.
主拣选他来写那个最复杂的使徒行传。
And the Lord chose him to write the most complex book, the book of the Acts.
这么多的事。
And so many things in here.
路加写的非常有次序。
Luke put them all out in orderly fashion.
所以我们能够容易读使徒行传。
So it's easy for us to read.
路加写信的对象是提阿非罗大人。
And the person he was writing to here is to the most excellent Theophilus.
是基督教当中难得的高的官。
And it was a rare Christian who was in this high position at this time.
写信给他。
And so he wrote this letter to him.
盼望他更爱主。
So that he would love the Lord more.
盼望他更追求。
So he would pursue the Lord more.
盼望他在他的地位上发挥更大的影响力量。
So in his position, he can have more influence.
所以他写信给提阿
So he writes to Theophilus.
写得很有组织。
And he writes it in, he is very well structured.
他说论到在我们中间所发生的这些事。
And he says about the things which have occurred among us.
当初是传道人所讲。
And before it was preached to us.
他说我从开始把它详细的考察了。
And I have taken analysis of it from the beginning.
按照次序写给你。
And I'm writing to you according to the order of the things that happened.
所以路加福音也记事，使徒行传更是记事。
And so Luke was a compilation and a recording and
详细考察了。
Even more so, the book of the Acts.
按照次序写给你。
That he is writing these things according to the order.
所以这两本记事的书写得非常清楚。
And so both of these two books are written very clearly.
按照次序写给提阿非罗。
And it was written in the order it happened.
另外一面，路加特别受托付讲到圣灵。
And Luke also has a special commission to write about the Holy Spirit.
另外一位使徒约翰也是。特别受托付写到圣灵
，as well as the other apostle John，
两个人写的不同的两面的经历
，and they wrote about two different types of experiences。
路加写到浇灌的灵
，and Luke speaks of the spirit, the pouring out of the spirit。
约翰受托付写到内住的灵。
But John speaks of the indwelling spirit.
两个人一个字都不乱。
And both of them, they never confuse their terminology.
路加写到圣灵。
When Luke speaks of the Holy Spirit,
第一个用的字在上面。
The first word he uses is above.
而约翰写到圣灵。
And when John speaks of the Holy Spirit,
第一个字用的在里面。
The first word he writes is within.
路加写到圣灵。
When Luke writes of the Holy Spirit,
第二个字他用的是能力。
The second word he uses is power.
约翰第二个字用的生命。
And the second word that John uses is life.
路加第三个字用的侍奉。
And the third word that Luke uses is service.
而约翰第三个字用的生活。
And the third that John uses is life.
两个人一个字都不乱。
They never get confused.
路加福音使徒行传就那浇灌的灵。
And so the Gospel of Luke and the Acts is that pouring out of the Spirit.
受到圣灵的浸。
And it is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做圣灵的浸呢？
And what is that?
第八节就解释圣灵的浸。
In verse 8, it explains it.
圣灵降临在你们身上。
You shall receive power.
你们就必得着能力。
When the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚、犹太全地直到地极。
From Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria until the ends of the earth.
做我的见证。
You shall be my witnesses.
这个能力要发出爆炸的力量。
And this is a dynamic power.
当初使徒们的力量很小很小。
And at that time, the apostles, they had very little power.
没有几个人。
There were only a few of them.
面对着罗马帝国。
And they were faced with the Roman Empire.
他们没有力量传福音。
They had no power to spread the gospel.
所以使徒行传第一件事等候圣灵。
And so the first thing they had to do in the Acts is to wait.
圣灵降临了。
And when the Holy Spirit came down,
他们摇动整个罗马帝国。
They shook the Roman Empire.
福音很快传到罗马。
And the gospel was spread quickly throughout Rome.
传到北非，传到亚洲。
To North Africa, to Asia.
到今天我们这么远的中国人信主的这么多了。
And until today, there are so many Chinese so far away from Israel that are Christians.
所以使徒行传又成为圣灵的行传。
And so the Acts of the Apostles should be the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
这是没有一本没有结束的书。
This book has not concluded.
一直到我们都在使徒行传的里面。
Until we are all within the book of the Acts.
而使徒行传一开始的时候。
And at the beginning of the Acts.
说到主耶稣的两个阶段。
It speaks of the two segments of the life of Jesus.
说到他起初所行所教训的。
And the first segment is what he did and what he taught.
讲到肉身的阶段。
The time that he spent in the world, in the flesh.
直到他被解上升。
Until he was ascended.
借着圣灵吩咐众使徒。
And through the Spirit, he commanded the apostles.
说到圣灵的阶段。
And then it becomes a segment of the Holy Spirit.
肉身阶段。
And the segment concerning the flesh,
主耶稣来到地上,
when Jesus came into the world,
最大一件事是显现,
the greatest thing he did was to manifest.
神迹启示不是最大的事,
the greatest thing was not
to 显现是最大的事,
perform miracles, it was he manifested.
从来没有人见过神,
no one has ever seen God.
只有父怀中的独生子将他彰显,
only the only begotten God in the bosom of the Father has
神是怎样为神呢?
manifested him.
旧约的人都信神,
what kind of God is he in the Old Testament?
没有人知道神是怎样为神,
everyone believed in God, but no one knew who he was.
都知道神是爱。
They all knew God was love.
神的爱怎样呢？
But what is the love of God?
没有人知道。
No one knew.
他们知道神有大能。
They knew God was powerful.
神的能力是怎样的能力呢？
But how powerful?
没有人知道。
No one knew.
耶稣基督来到地上。
But when Jesus Christ came into the world.
现在神是为具体的神。
Now he is a tangible God.
我们能看见的神。
We can see him.
我们能认识的神。
We can know him.
我们能经历的神。
And we can experience
him. 道成了肉身。
And so the word became flesh.
把神显得完全。
And manifested him completely.
我们才知道神的能力是这么奇妙的一个能力。
And only then do we know how powerful he is.
神的圣洁是这样的一个圣洁。
And how holy he is.
所以来到神主来到地上。
And so when God comes into the world.
最大件事是显现。
When the Lord came, the greatest thing was to manifest God.
等到主复活了。
When he was resurrected.
在圣灵里面。
In the Holy Spirit.
他最大事仍旧是显现。
The greatest thing is nevertheless to manifest God.
第一章,
and so in the first chapter of John,
一开始说到两个不同的显现,
it speaks of two different appearings.
他, 我们亲眼见过,
it says we saw him.
亲耳听过,
we heard him.
我们亲手摸过,
and what we touched with our own hands.
这句话说到肉身显现,
this is speaking of the physical appearing of Jesus.
现在这又显现出来。
And here again we see another appearing.
我们也看见过。
We also see.
这是圣灵里的显现。
It is appearing in the Holy Spirit.
第一次显现我们没有份。
The first appearing we had no part in.
只有当初和主在同个时代的人看见过主。
Only those people around him in that generation saw Jesus.
两千年到今天。
2000 years until now.
我们都有份于第二个看见。
We have a part in the second appearing.
我们也 看见过。
We see it also.
大家有没有看见过主？
Have you seen the Lord?
有没有？
Have you seen the Lord?
没有的话，你不该来布饼的。
If you haven't, then you shouldn't be participating.
我们肉身的眼睛没有看见过。
Our physical eyes have not seen him.
我们里面的眼睛都看见过。
But our internal eyes, we have seen him.
这为什么2000年这么多的人是撇下一切跟随耶稣？
And that is why 2000 years till now, all these people leave everything to follow Jesus.
多少人为主殉道？
So many have been martyred for Jesus.
他们里面的眼睛开了。
Because their internal eyes were opened.
看见了，没有办法说没有看见。
And once you've seen it, you cannot see you have not seen it.
他彰显圣。
He manifested God.
所以是两个不同的显现。
And so it is two different appearings and manifestations.
让他升天之后。
And so after he ascended.
有许多的凭据。
There were many convincing proofs.
把自己的活活的显给门徒们看。
That he appeared to the disciples.
今天主也是一样用许多的凭据。
Likewise today with many convincing proofs.
把自己显现给我们。
He shows himself to us.
让我们祷告的里面。
So in our prayer.
主给我们凭据。
He gives us proof.
向我们显现。
He appears to us.
让我们读主的话的时候。
When we read the word of the Lord.
主给我们凭据。
He gives us a proof.
向我们显现。
He appears to us.
我们遇见艰难的环境的时候。
When we encounter difficulties,
主也给我们凭据,
He gives us proof.
向我们显现,
He appears to us.
在我们日常的生活里面,
In our daily lives,
主都给我们凭据,
He gives us proofs.
向我们显现,
He appears to us.
这是使徒行传一开始伟大的地方,
And this is the greatness of the beginning of the Acts.
而下面整个使徒行传,
And following the whole of the Acts,
第三章是关键的一章圣经,
Chapter 3 is a turning point.
第一次行神迹,
This is the first miracle the disciples performed.
第一次奉主名,
The first time they acted in the name of the Lord.
第一次做见证,
The first time they stood up to testify for the Lord.
第一次讲主的再来,
The first time they spoke of the coming of the Lord.
第一次最重要的一次,
This, the first time is always the most significant.
立下一个模型,
It left an example, a mold.
做后来的所有事的一个榜样,
So that it was an example for all those other times to come.
所以第三章是关键的一章圣经。
So the key chapter is in chapter 3.
第一次行神迹。
The first time the miracle was performed.
那天彼得约翰进殿去。
That day, Peter and John, they are going into the temple.
坐着一个人。
And there was a man seated there.
生来是瘸腿的。
He was born crippled.
天生残废的。
And he was born crippled.
他有腿的形状。
He had legs.
从来没有用过。
He never used them.
从来没有站起来过。
He never stood up.
而且这个人很可怜。
And he is pitiful.
他是个要饭的人。
He was a beggar.
坐在那里，我走过去的人问他们要周济。
And so every day he would ask for alms from the people who passed by. It was very pitiful.
生来瘸腿的。
Born crippled.
是个要饭的。
He was a big beggar.
每天人把他抬来放在那个地方。
People carry him every day and just put him there.
他自己没办法行动的。
He cannot move himself.
也没办法生活的。
He cannot live on his own.
要人周济他。
He needs people to help him.
那天彼得约翰进来。
That day Peter and John came in.
看见那个人。
They saw him.
看那个人。
They saw him.
然后对他说。
And they said to him.
你看我们。
Look at us.
这句话真很有问题。
And this is a very problematic statement.
今天我到神国这里来说，你们看我。
If I today say, look at me.
下次不请我讲道了。
Next time you're not going to ask me to come back.
你来叫我们看主才对的，看你干什么呀？
We should be looking at the Lord. Why do I want to look at you?
那彼得也说看我们。
But that day Peter and John said, look at us.
他们有可看的地方。
And they had something to look at.
他们两个打鱼的人脸上粗得很，没什么好看的。
They had nothing to look at. They were fishermen. They didn't look that good.
他们被圣灵充满。
But they were people full of the Holy Spirit. They had the glory upon their face.
不是看得见的光啊。
It is not something seeable.
真是有荣耀。
But it was a true glory.
他们真是改变的生命。
And they had the changed life.
可当初他们打鱼时完全不同了。
They were completely different from the fishermen they were.
我们基督徒啊，都要被经得起人看才行啊。
And so as Christians, we want to be seeable, presentable.
有的传道人说，不要看我们，看主嘛。
A lot of pastors will say, don't look at me, look at the Lord.
那对不起，我看不见主，我非要看你不行。
And people will say, well, I can't see the Lord, I have to look at you.
你经不起人看吗？不要对我们讲道。
Well, if you're not presentable, then don't speak.
我们不是知道你在讲台上。
We don't know what we know. It's we know what you're on stage.
我们要知道你在讲台下。
We want to know what you do after you get off stage.
你生活如何的
？How you live?
你隐藏的生活怎样的
？How you live when you're in secret?
你看我们。
So look at us.
那个要饭的人看着彼得约翰。
And so these beggars looked at Peter and John.
那个时候彼得约翰大大有名啊。
And they were already very famous by this time.
他们几万弟兄姊妹们。
They had tens of thousands of brothers and sisters.
都把家产变卖了。
Who had already sold all their belongings.
变作金银。
And they had converted to cash.
放在彼得脚前。
And they had placed it before Peter.
几万人的家产呢。
This is the goods of tens and thousands of people.
我想彼得要买好多的库房来放金银啊。
And I was thinking Peter has to have a lot of storehouses just for this gold and silver.
那个在耶路撒冷太有名了。
At that time they were very famous in Jerusalem.
那个要饭的也听见这个风声的。
And the beggar I'm sure heard of this.
就他们看彼得约翰。
And so he looked at them.
盼望能够得些东西，你给我这么一点点，我一生够用了。
And they thought if you just share a little bit of your money with me, I'll be set.
看着彼得约翰。
And so he looked at them.
盼望得到帮助。
He wanted help.
彼得说了句最有名的话。
And so Peter said something very well
put. 金银我都没有。
Silver and gold have I not.
我把我所有的给你。
But what I have I give to you.
我奉那撒勒人耶稣基督的命。
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
叫你起来行走。
Rise up and walk.
金银我都没有。
Silver and gold have I not.
他金银满了仓库。
And yet he had a whole storehouse full of silver.
都不是我的。
But it is not mine.
我彼得人就是个穷人。
I am nevertheless poor.
我们叫做自愿贫穷。
It is a voluntary poverty.
主耶稣就是第一个自愿贫穷的人。
And Jesus was the first one who did this.
所有受造都是他的。
All of creation belongs to him.
他一句话可以改变一切。
With one word he can change all things.
主在地上行走。
But when he was here in the world,
身上不带钱财。
He didn't have money.
他是个穷人。
He was poor.
叫自愿穷人。
He was voluntarily poor.
本为丰富。
And yet he was abundant.
这是圣经的话，本为丰富。
He had this abundance.
却为我们成了贫穷。
Yet he became poverty for us.
我们叫他自愿贫穷。
We call it a voluntary poverty.
彼得约翰，金银我都没有。
And so Peter and John say, silver.
我把我所有的给你。
Have I none what I have?
我有什么
？What do I have?
我有耶稣基督。
I have Jesus Christ.
我们大家都有耶稣基督。
I hope everyone has Jesus Christ.
你有耶稣基督，要给得出来才行啊。
But you have to be able to give it if you have it.
要给出。
You have to give it.
我把我所有给你。
Everything I have, I give to you.
我奉那撒勒人耶稣基督的命。
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
让你起来行走。
Rise up and walk.
那个人的踝子骨马上好了。
And his legs were immediately healed.
跳起来。
And he jumped up.
走路。
And he walked.
走着跳着赞美神。
Walking and leaping and praising God.
外面是个神迹。
It's an externally, it's a miracle.
里面的神迹更大。
But the greater miracle is within him.
他生命改变了。
His life was transformed.
他生命复兴了。
His life was revived.
再不像那个坐在那里讨饭的样子了。
He was not again, no longer that beggar.
这是第一个神迹。
This is the first miracle.
第一个神迹如何？
What is the first miracle?
与所有的神迹一样。
And as the first miracle is, so is everything after.
这个教会在地上每一天有多多少少神迹行出来。
In the church, every day there are so many miracles.
你们信不信？
Do you believe in miracles?
我们每个神的儿女都要信神迹。
Everyone has to believe in miracles.
神迹没有什么。
But the miracle itself is nothing.
什么叫做神迹？
What is a real miracle?
神做的事叫做神迹。
What God does, the acts of God, that is the miracle.
对神来说太平常的事，对不对？
For him, it's an everyday matter.
神创造我们。
He created us.
神医治我们。
He heals us.
叫那个人起来行走了。
So that man rose up and walked.
所以我们有多少的神迹？
We have so many miracles.
Once
I went to Hong Kong.
我遇见的神迹很多。
And I've encountered a lot of miracles.
我去香港。
I went to Hong Kong.
讲完到了。
After I spoke.
在办公室喝牛奶。
And I was drinking milk in the office.
他们有
弟兄的
时候有一个姊妹啊。
And they said, brother, there's a sister here. There's a woman here.
就是那个长老弟兄的太太。
And she's the wife of the elder.
那个长老陪着我在喝牛奶。
And the elder, he was drinking milk with me.
他一个手垂着十几年了。
And she's had one paralyzed arm for many years.
从来不能动的。
She can't move it.
你要不要为她去祷告？
Can you pray for her?
我说好。
And I said sure.
我为她祷告了。
Let's pray for her.
祷告完了，我有感动哎。
After I prayed for her, I felt inspired.
把手举起来。
I said, lift up your arm.
她马上回答我举不起来。
And immediately she says, I can't.
她说举不起来，我有什么办法？
And I can't do anything if she says I can't.
她回去了。
After she went home.
回去了，香港那时候没有水呀。
And at that time, there's no running water in Hong Kong.
二三四层楼高的地方。
And then so she was at the the 20th some floor.
都下来这一个水龙头打水。
Everyone comes down with their buckets to the
桶神吹手吹满了。
And then fills their water. They have running water at the first floor, and so they have to come downstairs.
她十几年没有举起来的手啊。
And so she never lifted this arm.
她伸出来了去举那个水桶啊。
She naturally just put it out to lift up the water bucket.
她自己都没有觉得。
She didn't think about it.
把水桶拿起来了。
But she lifted up the bucket.
我这个手怎么举起来了？
How did this arm pick up the bucket?
我怎么就拿起水桶来了？
How did I pick up a water bucket?
一桶的水很重啊。
It's a heavy bucket.
哇，她喜乐的。
And so she was so happy.
她拿着桶又跑上二十层楼啊。
And she went up the 20 stories.
第二到教会来那个喜乐。
And then the next day she came to church, she was rejoicing.
没有什么。
This is nothing.
神做的事。
It's just an act of God.
我自己家里把孩子养大了，每个人都有一个病是。
And in our family, everyone has a sickness that they've been healed from God. There's some sicknesses the doctor cannot do anything. Only God can. Silver and gold have I none, but I have, I give you. I have Jesus. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And so externally they are healed. And internally they are revived.
This is the most important thing in the world.
And this is the greatest goal of miracles.
神迹其实没有什么。
The miracle itself is nothing.
使徒行传说叫做神迹启示异能。
And it is the miracles in the Acts of the Apostles, the signs and wonders and miraculous deeds
向他证明
that proved Jesus.
神迹其实证明耶稣基督是复活的主
Because the miracles only prove that Jesus is the risen Lord.
不是我们口中讲这个道理
It is not a doctrine we speak of.
他是活的主
He is a living God.
今天还是活的主
He is living today.
这是行神迹的目的。
This is the purpose of a miracle.
神迹的价值在于向主证明。
The value is proving that Jesus is alive.
第一次行神迹。
And the first time.
第一次奉主命。
The first time they act in the name of the Lord.
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的命。
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
叫你起来行走。
Rise up and walk.
约翰福音十四章
John chapter 14
主把名字赐给我们
Jesus gives us his name
你们从来没有奉过我的名
You have never done anything in my name
现在你们要奉我的名祷告
But now you must pray in my name
你们都奉主的名祷告对不对
You all pray in the name of Jesus
为什么奉主名呢
Why do you pray in the name of Jesus
为什么奉主名呢
Why
不能随便奉别人的名字的呀
Don't casually use someone else's name
你可不可以用别人的名字
Can you use someone else's name?
那别人去告你了呀。
They're going to get sued.
这个奉名字不能随便奉的。
You can't just casually use someone else's name.
我有一个好朋友啊。
I have a good friend.
好弟兄啊。
A good brother.
他是银行里面的经理。
And he was a manager in a bank.
这个人是非常好的一个人。
He was a good man.
从来不发脾气，从来不做违规的事。
Never broke the law, never lost his temper.
因为他出大事了。
But one day he made a big mistake.
他把工办完了。
He finished his work.
他出去吃饭。
He went out to eat.
把这图章忘记拿下来，拿起来了。
Forgot his chop block, his signature.
放在那里。
And he left it on his desk.
别人把图章偷走了。
Someone stole it.
盖了章，领了很大笔钱走。
Withdrew a lot of money from the bank.
他都不知道。
He didn't know.
事情发生了。
That it already happened.
政府又把他抓起来了。
And so the government came after him.
很大的钱啊
You stole this money.
但我从来没有拿过一块钱
He said, I never even stole a dollar.
你盖的图章
Look, it's your stamp.
我怎么会盖这个图章
And he said, why would I put my stamp on this?
你走了图章没有收起来啊
He left his stamp on the desk.
这个名字太问题太大了
The name is so significant.
把名字放在哪里很大笔钱被人领走了
If you put, wherever you put your name, your money might be taken.
名字不能给人的
Your name, you can't give it to someone else.
主耶稣的名字
The name of Jesus.
太大的名字
It is such a great name.
怎么可以奉主名啊
How can you use the name of the Lord?
只有三种人可以奉别人的名字
Only three types of relationships.
第一种是丈妻子用丈夫的名。
The first is the wife.
你们结了婚了，妻子都用丈夫的名字吧
？After you get married, you use your husband's name.
是不是这样？
你们是我最不奉丈夫的名啊。
We don't do that here.
都有丈夫的名字。
But you use your husband's name.
第二种的人。
Secondly.
儿子用父亲的名字。
The son uses the name of the father.
那是自然的，对不对
？It's natural.
你们的姓都是父亲的姓，对不对
？Your last name is your father's last name.
那个名字也是父亲取的，对不对
？And your father probably named you.
第三件事。
And thirdly.
一个人奉君王差遣出去了。
When ambassador or the messenger is sent out by the king.
那个臣子用君王的名。
He will use the name of the king.
他可以用别人的名字。
He can use someone else's name.
妻子用丈夫的名。
The wife using the husband's name.
这是联合的关系。
This is a relationship of union.
儿子用父亲的名。
The son using the father's name.
生命的关系。
It is a life relationship.
臣子用君王的名。
And the messenger using the king's name.
是差遣的关系。
It is a relationship where he is sent.
联合的关系。
United.
丈夫的一切都是妻子的。
All the husband has belongs to the wife.
丈夫所有的都是妻子的。
It all belongs to the wife.
儿子用父亲的名。
The son using the name of the father.
生命的关系。
It is a relationship of life.
父亲把所有都给他儿子继承的。
The father gives all his inheritance to the son.
臣子用君王的名。
And the messenger using the king's name.
差遣的关系。
It is a sent.
君王的权柄是他的。
The authority of the king is in his hands.
他掌握的不是自己的权柄。
He has no authority of his own.
掌握的君王的权柄。
He has authority from the king.
一个君王派出去的人。
And the person that the king sends out.
接任何的大官。
Any sort of ambassador.
都比他高一级。
Is going to be higher than him.
我不是奉自己的名来。
Because I do not come in my own name.
我奉君王的名来。
I come in the name of the king.
三种关系教会都承受了。
All these three relationships the church has as well.
教会是基督的心腹。
The church is the bride of Christ.
是羔羊的妻。
It is the bride of the lamb.
所以我们用主的名字。
We use the name of the Lord.
我们是神的儿女
We are the children of God,
也是主的儿女
and the children of the Lord.
我们用主的名字
We use the name of the Lord.
我们是主差遣到地上来的
God has sent us here into the world.
我没有被主差遣
You say, I know he didn't send me.
100个人99个不知道主差遣
At 100 people, 99 don't know that they've been sent.
主在约翰福音17章的祷告里面
In John chapter 17,
父怎样差遣我
As the Father sent me,
我也照样差遣你们在这个世界。
So send I you into the world.
我们没有信主的时候不算。
If you're not a Christian, doesn't count.
信主之后。
If you believe in Jesus.
不是你自己活在世界上。
It is not you living in the world.
主差遣你到世上来。
The Lord has sent you into the world.
我们活在世上有目的的。
We have a purpose in life.
有使命的。
We have a mission.
我们是奉差遣。
We have been sent.
所以我们奉主名。
And so we go out in the name.
奉君王的名。
In the name of the king.
奉主的名关系大不大
Is it important to be in the name of the Lord?
祷告完了。
After you pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
这就是我不是凭着我祷告的。
That's saying I'm not praying according to myself.
祷告完了为什么奉主名啊
Why do I pray in the name of Jesus?
好像写一个公文。
It is like a document.
那这公文代表政府的。
And it's a government document.
当然有权柄有能力。
It has authority.
但是公文写完了。
After you finish your document.
要盖一个大印才行啊
You need to put a seal on it and it needs to be notarized.
你不能忘了盖这个印啊
Don't forget to put the seal on.
不盖印你的公文没有用啊
Otherwise it's a useless piece of paper.
哪个地方不接受你公文
No one's going to take it seriously.
盖上印
But once you have sealed it.
权柄在那个印啊
The authority is in the seal.
我们祷告完了
Once we have prayed.
奉耶稣基督的名
In the name of Jesus.
盖上君王的大印知道吧
We are putting on the seal of the king.
现在明白了吧
Do you understand?
你祷告完了奉主耶稣基督的名我有一次给一个弟兄讲这个道讲这个话
Once I shared this with a brother.
他下次聚会当中啊
And the next meeting.
他祷告完了
After he prayed.
这个奉主耶稣基督的名奉这个奇奇怪怪的
He did it. He prayed in the name of Jesus but really awkwardly.
一个字讲奉主耶稣
He enunciated everything really clearly in the name. And I said, you really don't have to do that. You can just naturally say in the name of Jesus. Same effect.
你这么个奇怪风俗名，你祷告完了，我们都不敢祷告了。
If you do it really awkwardly, we dare not to pray after you.
但是我们要明白风俗名的意思。
But we need to understand the significance here.
祷告完了。
After you pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
这祷告不能太离谱啊。
And you don't have to do it really strangely.
有个弟兄我知道，北方人。
And there's a person from a brother I know from the north.
奉主的名给我100万。
From the north of China, and he always says, "In the name of Jesus, give me $1 million."
怎么祷告也不来。
And then no matter how he prayed, it just didn't happen.
我说弟兄，你这个祷告。
And I said, "Brother, your prayer."
你自己都不会信的，你还要叫主耶稣
听你。Even you're not going to believe it. How can you ask the Lord to do it?
所以祷告要很郑重。
You need to have reverence for your own prayer.
我跟一个弟兄讲，你祷告。
And I told the brother, you pray.
祷告完了，你记得吧
？What do you remember what you did after said after you prayed?
他多半忘记了。
He said mostly no.
我告诉你一句话。
And I said, let me tell you something.
你忘记，神也忘记。
You forgot, God forgot too.
你自己都忘记了，神为什么要替你记得？
You forgot yourself. Why God doesn't have to remember things for you?
是祷告要得到答应的呀。
So you need to have an answer to your prayers.
我们祷告有复活耶稣啊。
We are praying to the resurrected Jesus.
我是个活的人。
I am a living person.
你叫我，我会答应的，对不对
？If you call me, I'll respond.
你跟我讲话，我会对话的，对不对
？When you talk to me, I will respond. No.
我会做事的，对不对
？I can do things.
因为我是活的人。
Because I am a living person.
耶稣基督是活的。
Jesus is living.
我们祷告，他会答应的。
When we pray, He will answer.
我们不能什么马马虎祷告完了，通通忘记了。
Don't just casually pray and forget what you prayed.
那你一生祷告都没有结果的。
Then all your life you'll never have answers to your prayers.
祷告完了，奉耶稣基督的名。
After you pray in the name of Jesus.
我们这么多年来奉主的名。
So many years we have been praying in the name of Jesus.
这个名字太大了。
This is such a great name.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
说主已经把他升为至高。
It says that the Lord has already exalted him.
又赐给他超乎万名。
And given him the name above all names.
叫一切在天上的。
That everything above the earth.
地上的。
On the earth.
地底下的。
And below the earth.
无不因耶稣的名屈膝。
At the name of Jesus shall bow.
口认耶稣是主。
And confess that Jesus is Lord.
超乎万民之上的名。
This is the name above every name.
你举起任何名字来。
No matter what name you tell me.
主胜过了。
The Lord is greater.
举起最大的名字来。
The greatest name you know.
主胜过了。
The Lord is greater.
魔鬼撒旦的名字。
The name of the devil.
主胜过了。
The Lord is greater.
赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
He has the name above all names.
天上的。
So that all that is in heaven.
天上的使者。
And the, all the created beings in the heavens.
地上的。
And on the earth.
地上的全人类。
All humankind.
地底下的。
Under the earth.
所有的鬼魔。
All of the devils.
都因着耶稣的名屈膝。
They will bow at the name of Jesus.
口认耶稣是主。
And confess that Jesus is Lord.
这句话从以赛亚书出来的。
This is from the book of Isaiah.
万膝跪拜。
Every knee shall bow.
万口承认。
Every tongue confess.
今天到这个时代了。
And in this generation.
早就到这个时代了。
We've already come to this generation.
万膝敬拜，万口承认的时代了。
Long ago, the generation where every knee bows.
耶稣的名。
Every tongue confesses Jesus.
没有比的名。
There is no other name.
最尊贵的名。
It is the most
超乎万名之上的名。
Reverent name, the name above all names.
我们奉主的名。
And in the name of Jesus.
我们属于主的人。
We are the people of Jesus.
主的一切都是我的。
All of His belongs to me.
主的权柄是我的。
His authority is mine.
所以马太福音到了最后结束的时候。
So at the conclusion of Matthew.
叫一个很大的是去。
There's a great go.
你们要去。
You shall go.
叫天下万民做我的门徒。
To make disciples of all nations.
凡我所教训的，吩咐他们遵守。
Teach them all that I have commanded.
我就与你们同在。
And I shall be with you.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the earth.
那么主向万大之后嘛，门徒们去。
And then after that, he said, disciples go.
十二门徒们九旬了。
Out of the 12 disciples, 9 of them were martyred.
犹大走了。
Judas left.
不算了。
He didn't count.
那个约翰没有寻到。
John was not martyred.
还有个雅各。
And James.
雅各可能在中国殉道了。
James possibly was martyred in China.
没有明文的记载。
There is no actual recording of it.
他到印度很清楚，是到了印度。
When he arrived in India, he clearly had arrived.
印度历史记载。
Because it was recorded in.
雅各带着福音的双翼飞向中国。
The history there, and he took the gospel and went to China.
到中国了没有记载了。
In China, there was no recording of him.
我第一次与中国的西安呢。
But the first time I went to Xi'an in China,
我住在旅馆。
I was in a hotel.
他们政府来招待我去看一个，他看一个回教寺。
And the government there, they invited me. The officials invited me to go look at a Muslim mosque.
那回教寺我一点兴趣也没有。
I wasn't really interested.
但是那个团体行动，所有的住在里面的人都要去的啊。
But this is a tour group. We all have to go.
我就去了。
So I went.
一看。
So I looked.
这根本不是个回教室。
This was not a mosque.
这是礼拜堂哎。
This is a church.
他写的对联好多啊。
And there were a lot of sayings on the walls.
大能圣灵。
And it said the power of the spirit.
回教懂什么圣灵啊？
The Muslims don't talk about the Holy Spirit.
三一真神。
The triune God.
回教从来不传三一真神的。
The Muslims don't talk about a triune God.
我看看这是个大大的一个礼拜堂啊。
And I thought this is a big church here.
看那个时代。
And then in that generation.
主后只有二三十年的时代。
Maybe in AD 20 or 30.
这就传说使徒多马到了。不是雅各，是多马。
Thomas,
多马到了
中国了。Actually, not James. Thomas had come to China.
他在中国之后没有下文了，在中国殉道了。
And the last, that's the last you hear of him. He don't hear of him after that, so he's martyred in China.
所以中国很早就听见福音了。
So China had the gospel very early.
福音在主死后的六七十年传遍亚洲、欧洲和那个北非洲了。
About 60, 70 or 80, in 60, 70 AD, the gospel had already come to Asia.
圣灵的大能。
And it is a great power of the Holy Spirit.
我们中国人离主太远了。
And, but although the Chinese people have left the Lord.
我信主的时候，全中国基督徒只有六七十万。
So far, and when I believed in the Lord, there were only 60,000 or 70,000 Christians in China.
过了六十年到一亿到一亿五千万。
And now there is maybe 100, 150 million.
圣灵的大能。
It is the great power of the Spirit.
今天福音传遍天下了。
Today the gospel is all over the world.
不是全天下信主了。
It's not that everyone is a Christian.
很少地方没有听见过耶稣大名的。
But there are very few places who have not heard the name of Jesus.
这一件事我们中国人很惭愧的。
And we Chinese are very indebted in this.
还一种弟兄们的力量。
Issue. It is the work of our Western missionaries.
把福音传到非洲。
They have preached the gospel to Africa.
把福音传到中国。
To China.
现在他们是把福音要传到南美洲。
And to South America.
从来没听见过福音的地方。
Places that have not heard the gospel. And so the gospel has been preached all over the world. And the Lord is coming. And so the third chapter here, the first time they use the name. The first time they testify. We need to testify. And they stood up and said, we are witnesses of these things. And the Acts always uses this term. We are witnesses. What are these things they are witnesses of? And when Acts says these things, it is the resurrection. They are witnesses of the resurrection. You do not need to testify of the death of the Lord. It is a mysterious life, his death. You don't need to believe in death. Everyone believes in death. But resurrection, this is difficult. Of all the religions, only Christianity has resurrection. They were witnesses of the resurrection. The Lord we preach. He is the resurrected Lord. You killed him. And God made him alive. We are witnesses of these things. That's the first time. Today Christians are all over the world. If no one had made this witness, they would still be in Jerusalem. As Chinese people, we are very indebted. At least those of us here in America. When we talk about witnessing, we are so weak.
福音再过一万年也不会回耶路撒冷的。
If according to what we are doing, after a million years, the gospel would never return to Jerusalem.
主要做见证。
But we need to be witnesses.
做见证啊。
What does it mean to be a witness?
我们太软弱了。
We'll say we are so weak.
我特别软弱的。
Me especially.
不要叫你传你，不是传你自己啊。
I'm not asking you to talk about yourself.
是传耶稣是主啊。
I'm asking you to say Jesus is the Lord.
你软弱，主不软弱。
You are weak, yes, but God no.
你没有能力。
You have no power.
主有能力啊。
God has power.
到第四章。
And so we come to chapter 4.
我们做见证。
We are witnesses.
神赐给顺从之人的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit God has given to those who believe.
也为这事做见证。
We also testify of these things.
我们必须做见证。
We need to be
witnesses. 我们做见证。
We are witnesses.
圣灵也做见证。
And the Holy Spirit also testifies.
叫人得救的不是我们。
We do not ask, convince people to be saved.
叫人得救的是圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit that saves people.
但是我们不做见证。
But we do not testify.
圣灵不做。
If we don't, the Holy Spirit won't either.
这是个大的原则。
This is a great principle.
我们必须做见证。
We need to testify.
向你熟的人去做见证啊。
To people you know well.
我信主了。
When I became a Christian.
得救了。
And I was saved.
得救了，我要做见证。
I wanted to testify.
我向谁做见证啊
？So who would I go talk to?
我大学一年级的一个学生。
I was a freshman in college.
我向谁去做见证啊
？Who am I going to talk to?
我向一个对着主，今天你要我传福音。
And so I prayed, Lord, you want me to preach the gospel?
主，我不会传福音啊。
But I don't know how.
你给我一个人。
So give me a person.
你教我怎么传福音。
And teach me how to do this.
那么主给我有什么人啊
？So who did God give me?
我到学校去上课了。
I went to school.
我大门口第一个遇见的学生。
The first person I came at the doorway of the classroom. I didn't know him.
和我不同一个系上课的。
Different major, but he was in my class.
我说你贵姓啊
？And I said, what is your last name?
但我姓潘。
And he said, Pan.
我说潘同学啊，我有件非常非常重要的事要告诉你。
And I said, Mr. Pan, I have something very important to tell you.
不认得的人，什么非常非常重要事告诉他。
And he thought, this is odd, you don't even know me.
讲完了，我讲不出来。
But important things, and he said, well, what is it? He said, and I said,
那个楼是七层楼啊。
It was a seven-story building.
我说我们上二楼。
I said, let's go to the second story.
二楼还是讲不出来。
So I went to the second floor, I still dared not.
上三楼。
So we went to the third floor.
上楼还是讲不出来。
And I still was dared not say anything.
到了七层楼最后一楼了。
Finally, we got to the seventh floor.
没有八层楼，没地方去了。
There's no eighth floor. There's nowhere else to go.
我同学，请坐，请坐。
And I said, please take a seat.
我看着他，我主，我真是不会传福音。
And as I looked at him, I said, Lord, I really don't know how to do this.
我等了好一会儿，我只讲了一句话。
And so I waited a long time, and I said,
你要信耶稣啊。
You need to believe in Jesus.
我一讲完这句话
，After I said this,
他眼泪流下来了。
He started weeping.
把我吓着了，这是。
I was so scared.
我讲这句话，他怎么哭了呢
？What? Why is he crying?
我同学，你不要哭啊。
I said, don't cry.
不信也不要紧啊。
It's okay if you don't want to believe.
那为啥不为好吗
？I really didn't know what I was doing.
这是我第一个救的人。
This is the first person I saved.
我同学，我上课的前面、后面、左面、右面四个人都得救了。
And then the people behind me, to the left of me, around me, seated around me, they were all saved.
一起受浸。
They were all baptized together.
开始传福音，真是喜乐。
And when we started preaching the gospel together,
传福音，
we were so happy.
报好信。
It's the good news.
这人的脚重何等佳美。
How beautiful are the feet of them that bring good news.
又是我丢脸了。
Once I put the Lord to shame.
因为教会报告。
Because there was an announcement.
要出去传福音。
That we need to go out to preach.Preach the gospel.
我很高兴。
I was really happy.
出去传福音。
I'm going to go out.
我们要选个个子高的四个人。
And then they said we're going to pick someone tall.
我一听见他报告的地方啊。
But then when I heard where they were going.
南京路、江西路口靠近外滩。
It was near the Bund in Shanghai. It was there was the intersection there.
我家里公司在那里啊。
It's near my family office.
我穿着福音背心
I had to wear these gospel vests,
到那个地方去传福音
and I had to go to that intersection.
公司里面看见我被他们笑死了、这个、
Everyone in the office is going to laugh at me.
所以我把头发都低一点
So I lowered my head.
今天我不敢去
And I slouched because I don't want to be picked today.
叫第一个名字不是我
And the first name they
叫第二名字不是我
It was not me, not the second.
第三名字不是我
Third was not me.
第四个把我叫到了
The fourth one they picked me.
我真是难为
And I really didn't want to do it.
上去了
But I went up.
上去到了那里下来了。
And then so we came to the place.
在车上的主已经充满我了。
But on the car, the Lord already filled me.
我怎么以福音为耻呢
？I thought, how can I be ashamed of the gospel?
好，下来四个地方。
So there are four places after we got out the car.
我特别选的公司的门口。
And I especially picked the office door.
我站在这里。
And so I stood there.
哇，里面对我熟的人都出来都看我。
And everyone in the office knew me. They came out.
穿着福音背心。
And looked at me wearing this vest.
后面写个罪字。
And then on the back it says the word sin.
有罪，没个在接纳你。
and it's like a prisoner's outfit.
前面是个死字。
And on the front it says death.
死了嘛，应该在棺材里。
If you're dead, you should be in the coffin.
你又站在这里，又是个罪人，是个死字。
You're standing in front of our office with death and sin.
各种开玩笑的。
And so they came out to make fun of me.
我站那里。
But I stood there.
发福音单张。
And I started passing out my gospel tract. Everyone who walked by.
要信耶稣。
I said, you need to believe in Jesus. You need to believe in Jesus.
回来了
and I came home.
回来了，我想主，我今天所有的目的就不以福音为耻啊。
And I said, Lord, my only goal today is to not be ashamed of the gospel.
今天福音没有果效。
And maybe there is nothing, and there is no product today.
但是我传了福音了。
But I preached the gospel.
一个年长的姊妹叫我去了。
And then an elder sister asked me to talk.
叫几个人去的
？A few of us.To go to her house.
他说我告诉你们年轻弟兄姊妹
And she said, I want to tell you young people.
传福音不要灰心
Do not be discouraged in preaching the gospel.
发单张也会救人
Even if you pass out a tract, it might save someone.
今天就有一个太太来看我
Today a lady came to see me.
她在一个江西路南京路口
She was at this and this intersection.
她讲的地方就是我站的地方
It was where I was standing.
看这个高个子一个人
And there was a tall person standing there who was passing out these flyers.And said, you need to believe in Jesus.
这句话随着我走啊。
And then this word just followed her.
我回来了，这句话一直在里面要信耶稣。
And then even when I came home, the lady said, I kept thinking, I need to believe.
我在读那个单章。
And so I read the tract.
一下主把我制服了。
And the Lord really, he humbled me.
我跪下来祷告了。
And so I knelt down to pray.
我清楚得救了。
I'm saved.
所以我找那个单章上的地址找来了。
So I came to this address on the tract.
找到这个年长姊妹。
And saw this elder sister.
那
就会
找我们几个人说传福音不可灰心啊。
And so she said, "Do not be discouraged."
啊，我说你这个话真是为我讲的。
And I said, "This was really for me."
那天我就站在那里。
And that day, because I was standing.
做见证。
Being a witness.
你做见证。
Testify.
圣灵才做见证。
And then the Holy Spirit will testify.
我们大家都去做见证，好不好
？Everyone should testify.
你做见证，主就会带一个人来。
If you testify, the Lord will bring someone.
下次我来的时候，那人不止这些了。
Next time I come, there'll be more people.
要做见证。
Testify.
第一次做见证。
The first time they testified.
第一次查保主再来。
The first time they said the Lord is coming again.
主要回来。
The Lord is coming again.
主把悔改的心赐给你们。
He has given you the heart of repentance.That you may repent.
安舒的日子必在主面前来到。
That times of refreshing may come.
主必把那个预定给你们的耶稣基督从天降临。
That he may send Jesus Christ appointed for you.
主在福音书里面就说他要再来。
And in the Gospels, Jesus says he's coming again.
这是教会第一次传报主再来。
This is the first time the church says it.
主要回来。
That Jesus is coming again.
当主回来了。
And when he comes.
他的万有复兴的时候
，It is when all of creation will be revived.
到那天的主来的时候，万物复兴了。
At that day, all of creation will be revived.
一切都改变了。
Revived, everything will be changed.
今天我们活着就等候主再来。
Today we're living to wait for that day.
你等候什么
？What are you waiting for?
不等候主再来吗？就等候死。
If you're not waiting for the coming of the Lord, you're waiting for death.
活在地上人的生命什么意义啊
？What is the meaning of life?
我们的结局是死，对不对
？Our conclusion is death.
我们结局不是死。
No, it is not death.
等候主的再来。
We are waiting for the coming of the Lord.
那你们问我会不会死啊
？But you can ask me, will I die?
我当然会死，大概比你们早死一点还。
Yes, I will probably sooner than you will.
你们。比我迟死
You'll die later than I do.
没有什么上算
And you didn't gain anything.
我比你们早死
I died earlier.
没有什么不上算
And I didn't lose anything.
复活的时候
Because when we are resurrected,
要一起复活的
we will be resurrected together.
比我晚死还等我的
You have to, if you die later than I, you have to wait for me.
大家一起复活的
Everyone will be resurrected together.
等候主的再来
We are waiting for the coming.
我们的盼望不在今生
of the Lord. Our hope is not.
我们死好像跨过一个门槛一样
Today, our death is not, is just crossing a threshold.
我最后在洛杉矶讲这句话
Well, the last time I said this in LA.
下面一个姊妹我很熟的
There's a sister I know well.
她的癌症开到第五次了
She had her fifth surgery for her cancer.
她正要第五次去开刀了
And she had five surgeries.
我们死要跨过一个门槛。
And I said, our death is just crossing through a door.
今天我跨过门槛，要不要哭啊
？Will I cry if I cross over a threshold of a door?
要不要哭啊
？Would I cry?
跨过门槛要不要哭？
Would I cry just by taking a step?
你们不敢讲话，我们还要不要哭啊？不要哭，为什么不要哭？
Why would you not cry?
花过门槛好得很，回家了，对不对？
You're going home. Why would you cry?
回家休息了，安息了。
You're going home. You can rest now.
我们花过门槛。
When we cross this threshold,
回天上的家了。
We are going to our heavenly home.
多少圣徒都跨我们开了
So many saints have crossed over the threshold
就是我们这一代人还留在地上
And just our generation now is still left
等候主的再来
We are waiting for the coming of the Lord
主再来要复兴万有
And he will revive
好这个使徒行的第三章
All of creation
是你关键的章
Acts chapter 3 very key chapter
第一次行神迹
The first miracle by the church
第一次奉主的命
The first time we use the name of the Lord
第一次做见证
The first time we testify
第一次传主再来
And the first time we teachSpeak of the coming of the Lord. Today we're here today. We would all perform miracles. We should all use the name. We should all testify. We should all speak of the of waiting for the Lord.
We should all sing the Holy Hymn 671, Surpassing
All Names.Let's sing hymn together, the name above all names. Let's sing with the worship team. Let us all stand.
感谢你赐给我们这超乎万民之上的名。
Thank you for giving us His name above all names.
让我们今天能够知道，哦，拿撒勒耶稣全能得胜的名。
Today that we know in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
让我们这次听到这个讯息，让我们心中充满了盼望。
After the message, we are full of hope.
让我们知道你的名带着全能。
We know your name comes with power.
你的名也就是主你的自己。
And your name is you yourself.
让我们能够靠着你的名来为你做见证。
And by your name, we can be your witnesses.
让我们更仰望这个名。
We behold this name.
直到主你的再来。
Until your return.
求主耶稣，让我们常常能够来思想你的名的意义。
Help us to often meditate upon the meaning of your name.
让我们这次能够在地上为你做见证。
That on earth we are indeed your witnesses.
求主耶稣，你听我们的。祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.